You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana lawmakers only have until this Friday to come to some agreement over the controversial Harrah's New Orleans land-based casino deal. At issue is whether or not to extend a state contract with a casino for 30 years and granting it exclusivity as the only land-based casino in the city if the company agrees to invest $350 million in non-gaming improvements in its New Orleans property. But some city council members and state government officials have serious reservations about a measure that would extend the casino company's state license 6 years before it expires in 2024. During Monday's hearing, New Orleans Senator Karen Carter Peterson, Democrat, told the Senate Judiciary Committee that while the optics of the deal could be better, the conversation should keep on moving.
Turning our back on a $350 million non-gaming economic investment in my city is not an option.
But some feel lawmakers haven't done enough due diligence and, in the absence of hard information, are mostly speculating about the potential deal's outcomes. New Orleans developer Joe Yeager told lawmakers they need to know how much the casino lease is really worth before they accept Harrah's offer.
And you don't have the proper information and the proper analysis to make a decision on whether it's fair or not.
Lawmakers opposed to the bill say they want more time to look more closely at the details. And with 6 years left on the current contract, some wonder what's the rush. But Dan Reel, general manager of Harrah's New Orleans, warned that would be a gamble.
There's no guarantee the money will be there next year. That's what the rush is. And if the city and the state doesn't want the $300 million investment, I know 47 other markets that do.
The casino bill previously sailed through the House, but it slowed in the Senate when news broke about Harrah's option to sell the casino once the contract was extended. Harrah's lobbyists have been touting the deal as an economic boom for the city, as it represents more jobs once the $350 million investment in the property begins. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.